plea deal that included 100 hours of community service, restitution, and staying away from Sunrise Farms, where the protest occurred. Two other defendants are set to appear in court today. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project say Scott Peterson's constitutional rights may have been violated during his initial trial for the death of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and that his case needs a second look. He was convicted in 2004, one count of first-degree murder for her death, and one count of second-degree murder for the death of their unborn child. But all the while, Peterson maintained someone else was responsible. The process could take months or even years to complete. Peterson is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. The judge presiding over Georgia's prosecution of former President Donald Trump for efforts to overturn the 2020 election is set to hear a motion alleging that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has been romantically involved with a special prosecutor she hired for the case and both mishandled public money, profiting from the case. On Sunday, Willis finally broke her silence on the issue with a speech at a church where she described herself as flawed and imperfect. She must respond to the accusations in writing by February 2nd. Democrats Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, along with Republican Steve Garvey, have qualified for the first debate in California's U.S. Senate race, hosted by Politico and televised on Fox Monday night starting at 6 p.m. from the University of Southern California. They are all running to fill the seat of the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Macy's, the country's largest department store operator, told employees Thursday that it was laying off 13% of its corporate workforce. The move comes as the company prepares to unveil a new strategy that will be overseen by its new incoming chief executive. The cuts amount to roughly 2,300 jobs. The company also said it would close five of its more than 560 Macy's stores, but did not disclose the locations. As Japan's space agency prepares for its first moon landing early Saturday, it's aiming to hit a very, very small target. The Smart Lander for Investigating the Moon, a lightweight spacecraft about the size of a passenger vehicle, is using pinpoint landing technology that promises far greater control than any previous moon landing. If successful, it would make Japan the fifth country to land a spacecraft on the moon after the United States, Russia, China, and India. 8:32 at KZST, time for one final check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirab. Hello again, Olivia. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking great. We have no new incidents to report. There is a slight slowdown, State Route 12 interchange to US 101, but other than that, traffic is moving great for your morning drive-in. Remember to buckle up and drive safely from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer Olivia Mirab on KZST.
Happy New Year from Artemedica. We are dedicated to helping you look and feel your best in 2024 and beyond. With a wide range of services, including facial plastic surgery, injectable fillers, Botox, non-surgical body treatments, laser treatments, and spa treatments, our experienced team is here to provide you with exceptional care and results this year. In 2023, you recognized our commitment to excellence by voting Artemedica as the best cosmetic surgery in both the Healdsburg Tribune and North Bay Bohemian. Discover why we are the trusted choice for all your cosmetic needs this year. Artemedica has two convenient locations in Santa Rosa and one in Healdsburg. Trust Artemedica to help you achieve your aesthetic goals and start the new year with confidence and radiance. Call 707-577-8292 or visit artemedica.com to get started today.
When you think of office furniture, what comes to mind? Bland and uninspiring?
Introducing Office Furniture Interiors and Design in Werner Park.
We can transform your workspace with expert design, ergonomic workstations, and eco-friendly options.
Now open at 581 Werner Park Expressway next to Food Max. Call 707-295-DESK.
Office Furniture Interiors and Design. 707-295-DESK. 707-295-DESK.
At Staples, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. Offer ends 2/10 at Staples. In sports, tonight's Warriors game against the Dallas Mavericks has been postponed. And all eyes will be on the Niners hosting the Packers tomorrow at 5:15. And your forecast, rain is about to move in. It is sitting offshore. It'll be heaviest this afternoon and tonight, along with some gusty wind. Look for highs today in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain will taper off and end in the overnight hours. Lows in the upper 40s. Expect a chance of showers through the day on Saturday. But Saturday night is the big story as system number two rolls in. This storm will be much stronger and dump 2 to 5 inches of rain across Sonoma County, with the potential for some small landslides and rapid rises on streams and rivers. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Sing my Sarah, broken halo.
Country music singer Chris Stapleton, the Foo Fighters, and Queen Latifah are among the star power to join the Rolling Stones as headliners of this year's New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. The event takes place over 2 weekends, beginning April 25th and ending May 5th. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
KZST.
Well, TGIF from KZST.
An elegant affair set in beautiful wine country with glamorous gowns, fabulous food, and thousands of dollars in prizes and giveaways. The Wedding Expo, Sonoma County's premier wedding show, Saturday, January 20th from noon to 5 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. Meet over 100 of the wine country's finest wedding professionals. For more info and discounted tickets, go to WeddingExpo.co. That's WeddingExpo.co. The Wedding Expo, the event to plan your event.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups,
in telehealth,
in cancer screenings,
in prenatal care,
in healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. Brent Allen. He's not here. Heather Irwin in the studio with me. We are talking food. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not Brent Allen.
I've had so much coffee today. Can you tell? Heather Irwin is in the studio. We are talking food and the local restaurant scene. And speaking of local restaurant, you have information on Luma.
That's right. I really like to tell people about places that they might not have heard of, maybe they have heard of and haven't been to in a while. This was one that I hadn't been to in a while. They opened in 2022. It's called Luma, like Petaluma. And what they do is they take basically locally sourced, sustainable ingredients. They're really trying to, you know, get past the whole thing of restaurants that have so much waste and use, you know, one piece of the cow and not the rest of the cow. So it's really cool concept. But when they first opened, the concept wasn't coming together. Now, I think that they have done a really great job and they are focused on plant-based dishes. So I think it's a place that you would really, really like, Debbie.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and they also have terrific cocktails. But my brother ordered steak frites. He ordered two rounds of them because they have a trio of dipping sauces, which was really fantastic. They do fancy toast with toppings like ricotta and pears and hot honey or brie and pistachio. I really, really like that.
Yum.
And then like for dinner, you know, I had the winter polenta with roasted seasonal vegetables. So lots of cheese in there, which was absolutely delicious. But local roasted vegetables was really good because it's just the season right now. And the season is weird because it's a lot of root vegetables and parsnips and things like that. You have to just sort of acknowledge that this isn't strawberry season. You know, this isn't asparagus season right now. So if you're eating that, you're a little bit out of season. Anyway, I really, really like it. They're doing a brunch menu collaboration on Sundays, which was really fun too. There's a happy hour from 3 to 5 daily. They're closed on Mondays, but I really highly recommend it, especially if you're kind of a conscious eater, and want something that really thinks about the community and thinks about what is local. So it's called Luma. It's in Petaluma and it is at 50 East Washington Street.
Interesting. I have never been there. Yeah. Luma. I'm going to check that out.
I really
out.
Like these restaurants that are really focusing on plant-based eating. And then they have kind of meat as a side part of it. It's not sort of the main focus of the dish. Yeah.
And now, Heather, the complete opposite of
complete opposite.
Let's talk McDonald's adult Happy Meals.
Isn't that weird?
Very strange. Okay. So this is new, right? These are new.
It's pretty new. And I mean, I've admitted for many years that I like McDonald's. I know it's not a popular statement. It's kind of just something from my youth, and it just makes me happy sometimes.
Wait, before you continue, what's your favorite thing to get there?
I have two favorites. I like to get the cheeseburger meal, and I also like the McNugget meal.
Okay.
I used to eat Big Macs, but they're just a little too much now.
What about the fries? That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I eat there.
Of course,
fries,
naturally.
If I have to go there. I mean, if I go there.
With hot mustard sauce.
Ooh,
has to
okay.
Have hot mustard sauce. So anyway, they've got this new collaboration with an artist called Kerwin Frost. And he's he's a really interesting fellow. He grew up in Harlem. He's an artist, a DJ. He's in the clothing industry. Just a super, super cool guy that maybe some of us older folks have never heard of. He's an influencer. But what he's done is this collaboration where you get a much bigger Happy Meal. It was a 10-piece McNugget and fries and a soda. But inside is a grown-up toy. And there are these little McNugget people.
Okay.
They're hilarious.
These are toys in the adult Happy Meal.
Happy Meal, because you got to have a toy, right?
Of course.
Uh-huh. So they're collectible. Apparently, I got one yesterday, and I'm going to hoard it. I'm going to put it somewhere safe because I know someday it will be worth a ton of money. But they're just funny little collectibles. They're kind of like the potato heads. They're little McNuggets, and then they have little outfits. It's hilarious.
And how many are there? They're different.
There's
a variety.
Think five different ones. Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah, I got mine yesterday, and so I feel complete. Anyway, if that's something that appeals to you, check it out.
Okay, so I'm going to go just to see what one of those things. I'm going to go get five orders of French fries.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, but it's not in a Happy Meal, though.
Well, maybe you could ask.
Can you buy it just by itself?
I don't know. Or you could just give someone else your Big Mac or your nuggets.
Okay, an adult Happy
adult
Meal.
Happy Meal.
With toys.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Hey. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Pop, 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 pop
tuned in to 100.1. This is KZST.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician, Jeff, showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free. Two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a 2-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roner Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Jumpstart your 2024 recruitment efforts at the next North Bay Job Fair, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Each company attending will receive resumes from all job seekers who register. Reserve a table for your company at the first North Bay Job Fair of 2024, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Go to northbayjobfair.com. NorthBayJobFair.com.
It is Friday here at KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio talking food. Okay, so I read yesterday that there's some new restaurants going into the food court at the Santa Rosa Plaza.
That is what I'm hearing too.
Tell us what's coming.
Okay. So the two things that are newly coming to the food court upstairs are a Himalayan restaurant that has the one that is in Windsor. They're going to be opening at the mall.
It is so good. Yeah. I'm there all the time.
Oh,
I
really?
Love the Himalayan. Oh, yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Good. Okay.
Nice people run it. It is, okay. And the food's delicious.
Oh, I love that. Okay. And the other one, which is really weird, is, good weird, is a Mongolian barbecue that's going to be coming to to the food court as well. Now, here's why I say it's weird. We used to have a Mongolian barbecue at the Santa Rosa Plaza.
We did.
Oh, yes. I remember going to there all the time. It was probably a good 15 years ago. But I'm kind of excited to see how that does there because I do love a good Mongolian barbecue.
I wonder, it's a different company, though, than it was before,
I think,
right?
It is a different company, although I was reading the comments, somebody said we used to have one at Cottingtown Mall. And I do remember there was a Mongolian barbecue there as well. But who knows? Maybe it's coming back around.
Oh, my gosh.
As many things do.
The Himalayan and barbecue.
Yes. So that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, and then, of course,
P.F. Chang's is coming eventually. None of us know when and exactly where. But, yes, we hear P.F. Chang's. I mean, they have confirmed that they are coming.
Right. In the Santa Rosa Plaza, too, right?
Correct. Is correct.
P.F. Chang's.
So we'll have to see what happens.
And we have been hearing about that for a while. And you still don't know even when it's coming.
No, they're saying maybe this year. Okay. So, well, I'll let you know.
Sometime in 2024.
We'll see.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for coming in. As usual, great information.
Oh, love you, Deb.
Enjoy.
I'll see you soon.
Have a good weekend.
Okay.
We'll talk next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Even in my heart, I see you're not being true to me. Deep within my soul,
Tired of my scheming.